Time and energy management in coaching activity is an essential skill for the Ikigai coach. It allows them to maintain a healthy balance between their professional commitment and personal well-being, while providing high-quality support to their clients. In a profession where presence, listening, and availability are pillars of the helping relationship, knowing how to manage one's time and energy wisely is a real art of living and working. Planning and efficiently structuring one's coaching activity is the first step towards optimal time management. The Ikigai coach takes care to define time slots dedicated to sessions with their clients, taking into account their biological rhythm and periods of high cognitive performance. They make sure to balance coaching times with preparation times, administrative follow-up, and business development. A realistic and balanced planning avoids mental overload and dispersion, while guaranteeing optimal presence quality during sessions. For example, a coach who has identified that they are more efficient in the morning can choose to concentrate their coaching sessions in the morning and reserve their afternoons for administrative and creative tasks that require less relational intensity. Respecting transition and recovery rituals between sessions is a key to maintaining energy and freshness throughout the day. The Ikigai coach is attentive to fatigue or saturation signals and allows for regular breaks for replenishment. These can be short conscious breaths, stretches, a walk in nature, or a meditation time. These rituals allow them to close a session, digest emotions experienced, and prepare to welcome the next client with renewed presence. In practice, a coach who runs several sessions in a row can allow themselves a 15-minute break between each appointment, moving away from their desk to get some air, have herbal tea, or practice some yoga movements. These conscious transitions help them to release stress, refocus, and preserve their energy state. Learning to set limits and say no with assertivity is another pillar of time and energy management. The Ikigai coach is aware of their own needs and limits and can communicate them with kindness and firmness. They dare to refuse requests that go beyond their field of competence, that encroach on their personal time, or that are not in accordance with their values. This ability to set healthy limits is essential to prevent professional burnout, maintain a balanced coaching relationship, and protect their integrity. For example, facing a client who requests sessions outside of agreed hours or who asks for advice more relevant to therapy than coaching, the Ikigai coach can assertively reaffirm the framework of the relationship and propose suitable alternatives, like a punctual schedule adjustment or a referral to a therapist. Cultivating an overall lifestyle conducive to vitality and creativity is another crucial aspect of energy management. The Ikigai coach takes care of their body and mind by adopting a healthy and balanced lifestyle. They look after their diet, practice regular physical activity, respect their sleep, and allow themselves leisure and refueling times. This overall lifestyle allows them to maintain a high level of energy, concentration, and resilience, essential for quality long-term support. Concretely, a coach who runs 3 times a week, prepares balanced meals, and allows themselves a digital detox day each month cultivates optimal conditions for sustainable vitality and flourishing creativity in their professional activity. Knowing how to delegate and collaborate with other professionals is a valuable skill to optimize time and energy. The Ikigai coach doesn't have to do everything on their own and can surround themselves with trusted partners for tasks that are not part of their core business. They can therefore delegate their website management to a webmaster, their accounting to a chartered accountant, or their events organization to an assistant. This ability to delegate allows them to focus on their coaching activity, while benefiting from the expertise of complementary professionals. For example, a coach wishing to create an online Ikigai training program can call on an e-learning specialist to help them design and implement attractive and interactive educational modules. By delegating this technical aspect, they can fully devote themselves to the content and facilitation of the training. Finally, adopting time and productivity management tools adapted to their work style is essential to optimize their organization and performance. The Ikigai coach experiments with different methods and tools, such as priority matrices, time blocks, to-do lists, or project management apps. They identify the ones that suit them best and use them consistently to structure their activity. These tools allow them to visualize their priorities, follow their progress, and adapt to the unexpected with flexibility. Concretely, a coach who uses the Pomodoro technique to alternate intense work sessions of 25 minutes with regular 5-minute breaks can optimize their concentration and productivity while preventing mental fatigue. They can complement this technique with a task management tool like Trello to organize their projects and collaborations in a visual and intuitive way. In summary, time and energy management in coaching activity is a cross-cutting and multidimensional skill, which touches both practical organization, life balance, and professional posture of the Ikigai coach. By cultivating realistic planning, transition rituals, benevolent assertiveness, a healthy lifestyle, the ability to delegate, and suitable productivity tools, the Ikigai coach creates the optimal conditions for quality and fulfilling support over the long term. This conscious management of their time and energy allows them to embody with integrity the principles of Ikigai, aligning their way of being and their expertise for the benefit of their clients and their personal fulfillment. Points to remember. 1. Plan and efficiently structure their coaching activity by balancing coaching times, preparation, administrative follow-up, and commercial development. 2. Respect transition and recovery rituals between sessions to maintain energy and freshness throughout the day. 3. Learn to set limits and say no with assertivity to avoid professional exhaustion and preserve their integrity. 4. Maintain a lifestyle overall beneficial to vitality and creativity by taking care of their body and their mind. 5. Know how to delegate and collaborate with other professionals to optimize their time and focus on their core business. 6. Adopt time and productivity management tools adapted to their work style to optimize their organization and performance. 7. Time and energy management is a cross-cutting and multidimensional skill, essential for quality, fulfilling long-term support.